Welcome to the Holistic Horse Podcast. My name is Kira Burns, and today I thought I would talk a little bit about the value of community, but also the value of being really specific about our community. And it comes, I guess, from my own stuff. You know, I have moved into state and I have been trying to get into a new community up here while still trying to maintain connection with community in New South Wales, and I am someone who does not find that particularly easy. I'll be totally honest. I'm a massive introvert. I really dislike meeting new people, and I have a tendency to only really end up spending time with clients who I adore and I think of them as friends, but it's a different dynamic, and I am not very good at, you know, catching up with people socially, and it's just not a thing really. And I have made it a bit of a mission for this coming year in particular, and just in general in life, because I don't want it to be one of those New Year's resolutions that, you know, dies off by the end of January. And we are nearly at the end of January, particularly when this will come out. We will be very close to the end of January. So I'm trying to be a little bit intentional about building some sort of community. And I tend to find, you know, I love my community with horse people and whatnot, but it's such an area of life that's so open to judgment and to criticism and to a multitude of different opinions. I've done previous episodes on how to weigh up opinions when you receive them from others. But I really think we can be very intentional about the community we find ourselves in and the communities we create. And what I mean by this is working really hard to create kind of our own culture, I guess. You know, I'm thinking like a workplace culture, but I really think you can create your own culture, and simply it's by having your own boundaries and by you showing up as the sort of person you would want to be friends with. So what do I mean by that? I mean that for me personally, I know that one of the things that I find really grating in the horse industry is people who have very, very strong opinions and are very judgmental towards anyone who disagrees with their opinion, and also to anyone who they deem to be as sort of lesser than them, less experienced, less wise, less empathetic towards the horse, less ambitious, whatever it is. And again, I've done previous podcasts on this. I understand that we judge in areas that we ourselves feel open to judgment. So this isn't a case of, oh, that person is a bad person for being that way. But it's simply not something I want to be part of. I want to be part of a community where people have similar values. So for me, one of my core beliefs is that everyone is doing the best they can with what they have at the time. And one of my core beliefs is personal growth. One of my values is personal growth. And so I fully believe that, yes, I often think judgmental thoughts. And it is then my responsibility to have that judgmental thought and question where that comes from, rather than spreading that judgmental thought. And I want to be in groups of people that are like that. I want to be in a community where it's safe to say, hey, I'm having this problem, and know that people are not going to jump on me for saying that. They're not going to criticize me. They're not going to judge me. They're not going to tell me I'm a horrible person. They're not going to tell me all the ways that I'm wrong. If I say, hey, I'm having this problem, what do you think? They're going to kindly and empathetically and open-mindedly give me their opinion without shoving it down my throat, without having an attachment to me following their advice. I want people to surround me who have thought about what they're doing, who put great thought and great care into what they're doing. And even if they do things a different way to me, I want them to hold me in respect, even though my views are different. I want to be in a group of people who lift each other up, who celebrate other people's wins rather than succumbing to envy or jealousy, who also then are willing to, as we came up with in one of our super clinics, cry into the carpet as well when things are crap, be able to really be there in the light and in the dark and be there equally, rather than feeling like there's a need to tear people down when they're doing too well, or as if there's a need to shy away from when things are hard. And so I say all of this going, you know, that sounds like a pretty big list, right? But the start of that is to be that way myself, because I know that when I keep showing up that way, I know that people who show up that way are going to be attracted to me, they're going to spend more time with me, and people who do not show up that way are simply not going to want to be around me, because I know for myself, yeah, I make people uncomfortable sometimes when I stick to and express these values. And what I mean by that when I say I express these values is I have been known to lovingly point out that when we judge others, it's an expression of where we feel judged ourselves, and to get people to question that. I have been known to point out that no, your horse is not trying to be naughty. No, your horse is not trying to hurt your feelings. Yes, your feelings are getting hurt, but that's your responsibility, not your horse's. And I know that I make people uncomfortable and I lose clients that way, and I'm totally okay with that, because what I'm doing is I'm showing up as the person I want to be with. I'm showing up as the sort of friend I want to have, as the sort of professional I want to have, as the sort of mentor I want to have. And I know that when I do that, the people who keep coming back are the people who hold those similar values. I don't have to state them out loud. I don't have to list them out. I've given you a couple here, but there are more than that. And I know that then the more I show up in this way, the more I'm going to be surrounded by people who show up in this way. And so I'm making it a real mission to be very, very intentional about showing up as someone I want to spend time with. And so really catching myself, because yeah, sometimes when I'm tired and grumpy, I do tend to get judgmental. I know that I do it. And sometimes even recently, I've caught myself saying those judgments out loud. And I'm going to stop that. To the best of my ability, I'm going to catch myself doing it and I'm going to stop. And I'm not going to participate when other people do that. And that's one of the practices that I'm really going to become very, very intentional about this year. It's something that I've been pretty intentional about anyway, but I think I've just been a bit slack lately. I've been tired. I've been working really hard. I've been starting really early in the mornings, and I have let myself get, I don't know if anyone else is living in the Sunshine Coast in Queensland, and I know it's even worse than the Northern Territory and, you know, Northern Queensland, but oh my gosh, I feel like I'm living in a sauna at the moment. And for me, being hot and being tired are not a good combination when it comes to me being my best self. But that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to try and be my best self. And so for this year, I'm going to try and be my best self, and I'm also going to try to surround myself more with people that I want to spend time with. I want to build a community, and I want to be very intentional about how I build that. It's not just going to be a case of, oh, well, I'll, you know, talk to anyone that I can and hope for the best and see what happens and see who I can kind of fall in with up here. It's going to be a case of me living according to my values and according to what I care about the most. And as I meet people, finding whether or not they care about the same things, even if it's expressed in different ways, even if it manifests in different ways, those core beliefs. So I'm not talking about core beliefs of, you know, how you train your horse or anything like that. I'm talking about things like, you know, personal growth, things like being thoughtful and intentional in words and actions and behaviors, things like showing empathy and kindness and non-judgment, things like that. And that can manifest any old way, but it's just those core beliefs and those core values. So I ask you to question yourself. If you are frustrated with the people that you're spending time with, I ask you, or if you're frustrated with the fact that, you know, maybe there aren't people you particularly want to spend time with and you're craving, you know, different relationships or deeper relationships or whatever, are you being that person first? So if you want to have a group of friends who is not, you know, bitchy and who aren't judgmental and who don't tear themselves down, I want you to really ask yourself, when do you catch yourself participating in those behaviors? When do you catch yourself, even if you don't say it out loud, when do you catch yourself just allowing yourself to be a part of those conversations? And can you start to remove yourself? Can you start to walk away? Can you even be super brave and say, hey, I'm not willing to be part of that. I'm not willing to do this. How are you going to show up? How do you want people to show up for you? And how are you going to show up in that same way for others? And I challenge you to do that. Now, shameless plug, because one of my other things that I'm working on is being very intentional about people actually knowing what I'm doing in my work and in my life, because I have had it pointed out to me that people don't even know when I have things going on. So here we go. I'm going to be very intentional. There's going to be a quick thing at the end of every episode saying what's going on. So when this comes out, it will be very near the end of January, which means it will be near the cutoff for the early bird price of a 10-month mentorship program that I'm going to be running. It's a group program. It's online. I know we all hate online group mentorship programs, but honestly, this program is designed out of exactly what I've been talking about. I am looking to create community, an online community that is non-judgmental, that can both cry into the carpet with each other and also celebrate each other's wins without envy, without jealousy, without tearing down, without anything like that, who can offer advice and opinions without thinking themselves better, without creating judgment. A community who is really interested in supporting each other, really interested in growing and improving themselves, and knowing that when they do that, a rising tide lifts all ships. And obviously, as part of that, you know, because I'm facilitating it, it's going to be monthly live Zoom calls teaching on various topics, all the sort of topics that I usually talk about, but they're going to be voted on in the group so that the group is really getting out of it what they most want, as well as fortnightly live Q&A calls within the group, and so you can get your questions answered. And obviously the group means that you can ask me questions, just those little ones that maybe you either don't want to text because you don't want to book a whole private session about this question, or potentially you have texted me and I know for myself I'm not amazing at getting back to those sorts of things. So this is why I'm also creating this group, because I'm trying to work on being more available to those people who really want my help, and trying to do it in a way that's actually manageable for me. So part of this also is creating a group where people honor themselves and their own needs and how they work best, including myself. So if you'd like to be part of that, it's only $120 if you sign up before the 31st of January, before midnight on the 31st of January. It's $120. It's like $12 a month, honestly. And yeah, I'm super excited about it. I look forward to being part of that. I'm already really excited about some of the people who've signed up already. So if you want to be part of that, the details for that are in the show notes. And whether you do or whether you don't, that's totally okay. But I do challenge you to really think about the relationships in your life at the moment. And if you're having frustration about the relationships in your life, or if you're having frustration at the lack of them, really look at yourself and look at, are you being the sort of person that you want to be in relationship with, whether that's friendship or whatever, but are you being that person? Are you showing up in a way that you want others to show up for you, whether that's in person, whether that's online, whether that's with your friends, whether that's with your coworkers, with your romantic partner, whatever? Are you being that person? Because if you're not, then how is anyone going to show up that way for you? So that's my challenge to you. Hope you have a fabulous week.